Good afternoon, Burning Sun Jewelers.
Hi, is Brad available?
Hi. Yes, he is. Can you hold for a second?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Yeah, well, for some reason, I forgot your first name, and I apologize.
Oh, no, this is Tom with RDI Diamonds.
Yeah, I know. I know.
This is
Cassie,
right? Oh, yeah, yes, I know. It's been a while.
Hold on. Okay?
Okay.
Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Hey, Brad, how have you been?
I'm all right.
That's good.
Quiet start to
the season hit you yet?
What's that?
Has the season hit you yet?
No, nothing yet. So, we'll see.
Yeah, well, only a matter of time. I know it's going to come in a hurry this year between Thanksgiving and Christmas with a shorter time frame.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's just going to pop and then it won't stop. So,
yeah.
So, at least that's what I'm hoping. That's kind of waiting for that nice little just kind of kick off in the season. So, we'll see.
Yeah. Any lookers or anybody?
Nah.
Asking about anything in particular I can
Nothing
help you with?
Really. I mean, no. I really wish I did. I don't have a. I get it. I'd have to people in first.
Right. I got you.
Yeah, so.
Well, hopefully not long before you get bombarded with more customers than you can handle.
Let's hope so. Let's hope I got to give you a call back in, tomorrow morning or something.
That's right, for that 6-carat diamond.
That's what I'm hoping.
Why sell for anything small?
Fine. Go big or go home.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. One of my coworkers just sold an 8-carat over here.
That's a way to start to see it. That's a way
to
start Christmas.
I know. Tell me about it. Yeah, we just actually, Mike, our CEO, last week he had a 20-carat that we had just purchased, too.
Oh.
F-color, SI2, GIA round. Yeah, it's netting at $825,000. I think he has well, we have an office in New York City, so I think one of our buyers in New York had a lead on something like that. So I think there was a soft request for it. So not like we typically, buy 20 carats just for fun. But.
Right. I can't imagine there's a lot of need for those things, but yeah.
Right, yeah. Limited group of people for something like that.
Yeah. That's impressive, though.
Yeah. How you hold it up in your fantasy leagues? Picking still carrying the load?
Yeah, this week really kind of, I've lost the last 2 weeks in a row by less than 2 points combined.
Oh.
Yeah, I lost last week by 0.48 points, and I lost this week by like one and a half. Both times were because Travion Henderson just does not help me out. If I'd started him a nun guy, it would have been a different story.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's a tough call on those two guys. I know Henderson was so hot there a few weeks back.
And he's ice cold now. I mean, he is eight or nine points, and you're going, why would you – I mean, you have this great play that the kid rips off this 30, 40-yard rush, and you're inside, but you're on the goal line. Why wouldn't you give him the ball?
Yeah, I know. I feel like they're trying to – gently use him to keep him fresh for the playoffs, and now that Stevenson's back, they kind of lean on him in the red zone. Yeah, I know. I have Henderson in one of my leagues, and it's been frustrating.
it's driving me nuts, but this week I'm going to go full on. I'm just going to go ahead and just bench. I'll be benching him, so I'm sure he'll go off.
Well, hopefully not. Yeah, Monongai, man, that dude's a beast. Holy cow.
He absolutely is. I threw him right into my starting spot. None of my players did well. Like, not a single touchdown from anybody. And, the second lowest score I've had all season from the Denver defense, I think they got me a whopping 6 points, and I've been averaging, I think 18 to 22 a week.
Wow, yeah, that's right, Denver. Yeah, that's right, they played Washington. Yeah, that was a high-scoring game.
I really thought that that was a great, I'm going, ah, this is going to be a great defensive week for me.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Mariota.
Yep, who would have thought he would have torched freaking Denver's D?
Yeah. Oh, we'll see. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I mean, I'm managing five leagues, Brad, so, you know, you got to take the good with the bad. Two of my leagues, I'm doing well. Three leagues, I'm not going to make the playoffs. So I'm kind of,
right.
If I can just win one league, that'll pretty much pay for everything, and I'll come out a little bit ahead, which I have one team that I'm definitely leaning on, that I'm the number one seed, and
it's,
have a bye, and should be able to hopefully at least be in a championship game.
It's funny how that happens. I'm in four. There's two of them that if I win this week, I'm in. I'm in fourth place and then fifth place. So in the fourth place league, as long as I score enough points, even if I lose, I'll be okay. But I'd rather win, and then it's a deal. Same thing for the other league. And the other two leagues that I'm in, I've just kind of gone, there's no punishment for last place because one of them is the league that I run. And I'm going to be dead last in the league in this league.
Oh gosh!
Yeah, I got.
You don't want to be the commission coming last, Brad.
It's so bad. I think I'm going to change that one to a guillotine league next year.
That's a cool idea. Yeah, guillotine seems cool.
So I'll find five more guys to be in it, but I think it'll be a lot of. I think it'll be fun to start for. Do one season of it and then kind of go, you know, change the buy-in, you know, do it real low so that way it's kind of like if you win, winner take all kind of a thing.
Yeah, that's if you want me to be in it, I'd sign up for that.
I'll certainly let you know.
Yeah, let me know for sure.
I will. So, but let me run.
All right, well, all the best for the afternoon and rest of the week. I'll be here if you need anything.
Talk to you soon.
Okay. See you later, Brad.